Grover's eyes brightened, and a grin spread across his mouth.
Really? A reward? No fooling? Oh, that would be so kind.
Yes, well, there's more to me than steel and iron and steel, Grover.
You said steel twice.
Do you want a reward or not?
Sorry.
Never correct your superiors. Okay, here's my best offer. I can't give you a penny for two thoughts. I'm afraid it would corrupt you in small but insignificant ways. But to show you how proud I am, I'm going to give you the rest of the evening's scraps. His eyes went to the cornbread on the ground.
A cake of sawdust?
It's Sally Mae's cornbread, Drover, and I can't tell you how delicious it is. You may have the rest of it. Congratulations. I watched with great interest as he pounced upon the cornbread and woofed it down. He didn't choke. He didn't even cough. The little dunce. I couldn't believe it. He swallowed the last bite and gave me this big stupid grin.
Thanks, Hank. Cornbread beats a penny any day.
Shut up, Drover. You take a good idea and run it straight into the ground. Darkness had fallen, and it was time for me to begin my night patrol, which is one of my most important jobs on this outfit. Even though Drover had made a fool of himself by eating inedible food products, I decided to give him another chance. I assigned him the job of checking out the eastern quadrant of ranch headquarters. We divide up the headquarters area into five quadrants, don't you see? And the EQ, that's our code name for Eastern Quadrant, the EQ is the least likely of all of them to attract troublemakers. I gave Drover the EQ and I took ATOQ. That's another code word, and maybe I shouldn't reveal what it means. There's some danger in revealing our codes. I'm sure you understand. See, if our codes fell into the wrong hands, there's no telling what might happen. But it would be serious. Very serious. I mean, the safety of our agents might be in jeopardy. There's nothing personal in this, so don't get your feelings hurt. I'm under strict orders not to reveal any more of our... Oh, what the heck? It probably won't hurt to declassify one little code word. But only on the condition that you promise never to blab these code words to a coon, coyote, skunk, badger, fiend, phantom, or monster. Promise? Okay. Make sure no one's looking. All set? And don't forget that you promised. Here we go.
The code decryption procedure will now begin. What you are about to witness here before your very eyes is the transmission of top secret, highly classified information in ultra crypto code. You should be warned that this information is so dreadfully secret that it sometimes causes diaper rash on exposed skin. It has also been linked to heartburn, celery wiltage, and certain forms of ringworm. You are urged to take all safety precautions. The code decryption program has begun. Decryption procedure in progress. Please hold.
Joe's Grill has the best burgers in town. Install safety devices now. Hi, we're away from the phone right now and disregard previous message. Prepare visual devices to see decrypted code. Stand by. 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 17.
Okay, we seem to be having a little trouble with data control. Those things happen every once in a while. Sorry, I guess we can't decode the secret message. I hate that. On the other hand, you suppose that we could do it manually? Why not? Hang on for a second. We'll switch everything over to manual. Here, here, and here. And we'll see if we can do the decoding by hand. I think this might work. Stand by. Okay, here we go. EQ is the code word for Eastern Quadrant. ATOQ is the code word for all the other quadrants. Hey, all right, we did it. Pretty good for a ranch dog, huh? You bet it is. Well, that was a lot of trouble, but it was worth it. It gives you a little glimpse into the shadowy world we inhabit in the security business. A world of spies, secrets, treachery, and high-tech adventure. Anyways, it was time for night patrol, and you now have enough information to know where I was going on this mission. I steamed down to the corrals, did a QVS of the feed barn, the sick pen, the saddle shed, the wire lot, and the saddle shed. Sorry, QVS means quick visual scan. More code. I know it's pretty complicated, but just bear with me. From there, I cut a 90, made a 90-degree turn, and proceeded on a new course, bearing 806-435-7611 degrees of lingerie, straight east. This took me past Emerald Pond, through the grove of elm trees, past the gas tanks, up the hill, through the snow, and up to the machine shed. The patrol had left me near exhaustion. I mean, you can't imagine the amount of energy it takes to remember all the procedures, go back and forth through our various codes, and maintain a high level of alertness. You probably thought a night patrol was a simple deal, the kind of thing any dog could do. Now you know the truth. Where was I? Oh yes, in front of the machine shed, exhausted but warmed by the inner warmth of warmness that comes when a guy knows that he's done his job and pulled the wrench through another dangerous night. I sat down in front of the overturned Ford hubcap, which serves as our dog bowl, and began crunching a few kernels of co-op dog food. It reminded me of sawdust. Sawdust in the cornbread recipe of certain parties that shall remain monopolous. Monominous. Unnamed. It reminded me of Sally Mae's cornbread. We might as well come out and say it. And that was no great compliment. Nevertheless, a dog has to eat something, so I crunched a few kernels and caught my breath and... Did you hear that? No, probably not, because you weren't there, but I heard it. A rattling sound, almost as though something were being rattled. But what could it be? Oh. My stomach was growling. Relax, no big... No, by George. There it was again. Yes, a rattling sound. Exactly the kind of sound you would expect to hear if something were being rattled. And it wasn't my stomach this time. Even though I was very tired from all the patrol work, even though I was ready to take it easy for a while, even though I had more or less lost my appetite for adventure, even though all the so forth, I found myself slipping into the alert and readiness procedure. My ears leaped up into maximum gathering mode. My tail froze and locked in at a 20-degree angle. I narrowed my eyes and switched over to infrared detection. I raised hackles and threw all the hair lift-up circuits over to automatic. I went straight to warning growls and kicked that whole circuit over into data control's master program. You probably think all of this took 30 minutes or even an hour. You'll be shocked to know that I flew through the whole checklist in a matter of seconds. That's right, mere seconds. We're talking about blazing speed, fellers. That's what it takes to be successful in my line of work. Pokey puppies need not apply for this job. Anyways, once I had reached full readiness mode, I knew that it was time to move out. I shifted into stealthy crouch mode and began creeping towards the rattling sound, which, by the way, was getting louder and scarier. As I drew closer to the mysterious sound, I knew that this was not a simple case of the wind rattling something. By this time, my instruments had detected a pattern to the sound, a pattern which indicated that this was not a random noise. It was being created by some type of intelligent life form, or worse yet, by some unknown night monster. Oftentimes, the early patterns we get on our instruments look about the same for life forms and monsters. Which is too bad, because if a guy was sure that he was picking up a night monster on instruments, he might choose to, well, adjust his strategy, so to speak. I crept forward on paws that made not even a whisper of sound. And then, holy smokes, all of a sudden,